Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're here once again speaking with Paul Schlossberg, an industry consultant, a contributing writer to Automatic Merchandiser magazine, and a frequent Vending Industry Expo speaker. We're once again here to talk about some of Paul's takeaways from the Consumer Engagement Technology Expo, which was recently held in New York City. We've already had conversations about a presentation from Coca-Cola and a presentation from Aramark about some of the innovative things they're doing in the area of consumer engagement. Today I want to ask Paul about some of the other things that were at the show. In addition to the seminars, there was also a trade show. Paul, what were the key highlights of the trade show?
Trade show was terrific. It's not a huge show by any dimension physically, but there were some terrific exhibits, two of which I think are highly relevant to our business. And there were a number of video and sound demonstrations and kiosk demonstrations that have applicability in our business. If you think about the self-ordering kiosks that are in convenience stores, in some fast food restaurants today, that's going to be coming to our world in the future. So this is a show I will continue to pay attention to, an organization that I see as being highly connected with where we will be in the future.
Okay. I understand there was a company there called VisLogix.
Yes. VisLogix is an interesting company and an interesting set of tools. They provide graphic interfaces. They describe it, I think, quite accurately as intriguing display capabilities. Some of it is almost sci-fi in that you can literally be on the screen of a glass surface. So it could be a cooler cabinet. It could be the front of a vending machine, a glass front machine. And you can interact with it and get information. So we have seen the 46-inch, the terrific 46-inch displays on some of the vending machines that are out there. But this is the next level because it's see-through, and the imagery can change. So, again, a somewhat different way to engage the consumer with active visual cues.
What do you mean by see-through?
There's an opacity, an opaque quality, to where you still can see what's in the cooler, but you also can see the imagery that's on the screen.
Now, how hard would it be to bring that to a vending machine?
Not particularly hard at all from what we talked about. There's a film applied to the machine, and there is obviously projection ability to put that on the screen, much as your computer screen or your TV screens work. So it's the same kind of process, various ways to deliver that within their system. But they've got the ability to do this, and essentially it's creating a floating glass, you know, imagery. And again, it has the ability to become the sales interface. That would be, while they have the capabilities, you would ultimately have to custom design that to fit whatever location and whatever tools you're working with.
And this is something that they're already doing in the field.
It's the point. VisLogix in universities, hospitals, museums, they're not active in the food service side, but they're in those kind of locations right now.
Okay.
So this is an up and running system. I'm very impressed with what they're doing.
Okay. And I understand there was also another company called KEO Connect.
KEO Connect. This is an entirely new device, new to me. And in fact, I'm going to be in an airport next week or so, so I'm certainly going to go look for it. They provide a phone or device charging system. You can walk up, take your cell phone or your handheld, put it into a cabinet, lock it with a code, and they're in Hudson News locations in airports around the country, many locations and multiple locations in a lot of airports. So you can lock your phone up, have it charged. That's particularly important if you don't have a cord and your phone is, your device is down on power. And there is a kiosk built in to the unit. And that kiosk has a screen that provides video content advertising. And in fact, the kiosk itself could be branded. So not just delivering content, but there's advertising there. And coming from advertising presents the opportunity for revenue, which is important in being a profit enhancer for many of our locations. But it's locked securely. You can walk away for a while. And again, these days, most of us are in airports early anyway, so here's a chance to do that. Go grab your lunch or take a snack break. Why can't these devices be in a business and industry cafeteria or various other environments we serve as both a tool for the shop, for the shoppers, the people, or the people who are at that location, and in fact a tool for us and the advertisers? They're going to move forward and be able to provide stock reports, weather information, sports news, breaking news, and eventually they're going to move toward movies, media, music, various downloads, and even purchase capability on some of those, depending upon what content's being delivered.
Okay. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about some of the things you saw at this show is that in the vending industry, we have tended to look at technology primarily as a way to make our operations more efficient, which is certainly important. But I think some of the things you've talked about have to do not with efficiency as much as actually changing the consumer's experience at the point of sale, correct?
Yeah, I think that that's the future. I think you said quite accurately. I mean, there's definite cost-saving productivity things that anybody should be looking at on a day-to-day basis as a positive for the business. There are two quotes that I used in the article we wrote about this, but I had seen them as I was putting this summary together, and I think they're really wonderful. And one is that the iPod didn't change the world, iTunes did. So you had a device, that's the technology, but how you use that device changed the way people deal with, in fact, the world. That ultimately took you down to smartphones, and the world evolved, and smartphones occurred, and apps changed the way we deal with those devices and ultimately with the world. And Peter Hinson of Across Technology is the guy who's that the quote about the iPods about. And he also said what you said before. If you see technology as a way to be efficient, you're missing the point. It has to be the way to innovate, and that's what we're going to be all about. Technology is going to take our industry to the next level. It's going to continue to help us to be more effective operators and ultimately operate more productively. But in fact, it's going to ultimately take us to the level. We're going to engage our shoppers better, more actively, and maybe even achieve brand love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were there any other highlights from the show you want to mention?
No. There were a number of other good presentations and comments and feedback. I continue to be impressed by the positive perspective that the people who make the kiosks and the other systems and devices have, and the inventive nature that they're taking to reach into other service environments. We're going to see more innovations coming our way, innovations we haven't even thought we need, and that's great.
Right.
When that occurs, we win.
And for those of our listeners who have not attended the recent NAMA Expo, it's worth pointing out that we are starting to see some of these things at the NAMA Expos. We are starting to see touch screens on vending machines and other capabilities. So what Paul saw at the Consumer Electronic Show is not outside of the existing realm of vending. We are actually starting to see some of these coming to our industry as we speak. Correct, Paul?
Yeah, the future is here, and we're gonna. And I mean this quite positively, we're going to have to learn to deal with it, because in fact, the people we sell to, the people with the money in their pockets, the cards, coins, and bills in their pockets, especially the younger ones, are going to expect us to be relevant to the way they do business. You're going to need, as an operator, as a provider in this business, you're going to need to come to events and learn about how you can bring these tools to your locations.
It's kind of it's exciting at the same time. It's very intimidating because there is so much to learn. Correct, Paul?
Oh, operationally, it's a jolt because it's so different from where we are. But when you come down to it, I kind of go back to what Jeff Bush said: simple, simple, simple. You design it in modules so that you can learn it, and you ultimately bring it forward in ways, because the customer will get this intuitively. And the reality is, the more electronic the interfaces are, the easier it is for the route techs to deal with the machines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to make their jobs easier in terms of speed of service at locations, which means they can service more machines in less time. So there's pluses all around on this.
Right. And at the end of the day, when all is said and done, our industry, the vending industry, becomes a point of destination for the consumer, correct?
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? it really would. I mean, the old joke, the negative joke, is always said that vending is the choice of desperation. You know, when we have to leap over that, and we can't leap over it by saying it. We have to leap over it by doing, by changing what we offer. This leads you to different product strategies down the road, which again become better and better. Think about a vending machine with a 46-inch screen on it, or various other display alternatives like what PhysLogic provides, where the nutritional information can be accessed right on the screen. We've just solved that problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I just wanted to mention that Vending Market Watch will be running detailed reports of what Paul saw at the show. And, Paul, I just want to thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you very much. I enjoyed it, and look forward to learning more.
Okay.